24-7 on the Breakfast Club on a Thursday morning. The human spirit is an amazing thing. It creates and achieves great things. And on the weekend, when Lee Shivers completed the Hawaiian Ironman, he did so on the back of an amazingly distressing and heartbreaking 12 months. But he crossed the finish line in a little over 9 hours, and it's a huge performance, and we want to talk to him about it. Lee joins us this morning on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
Great to have you on, mate. We really appreciate your time. Firstly, how have you recovered from the Hawaiian Ironman?
Surprisingly well, actually. I think the adrenaline probably hasn't worn off yet. I couldn't sleep very well the night after, which is sort of strange to think that you can't sleep after doing nearly 10 hours of exercise. But, I think just so much adrenaline and probably a fair bit of caffeine as well to get through the race, and couldn't sleep very well. But probably the worst of it, I've got about 3 or 4 toenails that are hanging on for dear life at the moment. Cool. And a few achy joints and a few sore knees. But I'm pretty good otherwise. Good.
It's an amazing achievement. For those that don't know your story, I'm sure there are plenty that do, through your story on the Australian story in the ABC, which has covered it pretty well. This time last year, you were married with 2 sons. Unfortunately, since that time, your wife Sarah and your son Alfie, who is 18 months old, have both passed away through brain cancer. Now, as a father myself, and happily married as well, I can't imagine what that would do to a person's soul and spirit, but somehow you found a way to harness some energy and get yourself back on track to doing a Hawaiian Ironman, let alone get your life back on track. How did you do that, Lee?
Yeah, well, look, I think, it's not just me. I guess there's, huge family, Sarah's family and my family as well that's been supporting us. But, I'll give a lot of credit to Sarah and Elfie here. Sarah, my wife, who passed away in January, and Elfie in June, they were both inflicted with different types of brain tumour. But the way they carried themselves and, kept fighting and smiling throughout their disease, just, I guess, I had to keep going for them, I suppose. I couldn't, of course you have to curl up in a ball and lie in bed all day, but when you've got, your 2-year-old son there who's in hospital and kicking his little leg and wants you to read him a story or have a play or just some music with him, that's going to get you out there and, support him and do whatever you can for him. So I think really the motivation comes from them. Really, if I had to put it in a word.
So when you were doing what you were doing in the Ironman, is it something that you would think about often when you were struggling, or how did you get through that 9.5 hours?
Well, I remember when I first got off the plane, Hawaii is iconic because of the heat and the wind. That's why the Ironman is so impossible. You get off the plane and you walk about 50 metres and you're already starting to sweat. And then, after about 100 metres, you start to drip with sweat and you're just going, I don't know how this is going to be possible. But if you talk to a lot of the professionals and everyone here, it is about putting, one foot in front of the other. And that sounds really, really simple and really ridiculous. But I think... really just focusing in on what you're doing at that time and just putting one foot in front of the other until hopefully at some point, and have faith that at some point you will finish if you just keep doing that. And, that's the simplest strategy. There's a lot more that, goes into it in terms of keeping cool and keeping hydrated as well. But, just putting one foot in front of the other and, being grateful that, Sarah and Elfie, who couldn't be here with us, I'm healthy enough and well enough to be here and be here with my son Hugh, and we're having an absolute ball, and keeping that gratitude that you're actually healthy enough and well enough to do it. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I mean, it's extraordinary to think you finished 330th in the world. I mean, it's almost impossible to even qualify for this prestigious event. You obviously were always a fit person that liked doing these sorts of activities anyway. When did you make your mind up that this is what you were going to do?
Right.
Yeah. Well, when did you make up your mind that this is what you wanted to do and the training that went into it?
Well, I think it sort of evolved. I mean, I always was really active. So, you know, I played rugby and football, both. I did rowing. And then when I was at, I think we're about 10 years ago, you know, I started doing triathlons after university. And it sort of evolved from there. I think in triathlons, you start out small and do the local series. I did the local Gatorade series with Sarah before our wedding back in 2011. Sarah used it as a way to get fit for our wedding, and I think I was just, you know, getting a bit more competitive. But the story goes that you build up from there, and then in 2014, right before we had Hugh, our first son, I decided, all right, well, I've been doing triathlon for, you know, a number of years now. I really want to do an Ironman. That was really all I wanted to do. I wanted to do an Ironman. And before we had kids, because I realised how busy I was going to be with young kids. And so we went to Port Macquarie, and I was lucky enough to qualify there. I had a good race there and qualified back in 2014. But we, you know, we booked tickets. We were going to come to Hawaii. We're going to do it because once you qualify, as you said, it's really difficult to qualify. So I was like, well, I'm not passing this up. We're going to go and just do it, do Hawaii, even if we have a two-month-year-old baby with us, which I'm not sure how we would have gone. But Hugh actually got sick with meningitis, so we couldn't come back in 2014, unfortunately. But before Sarah passed away, she wrote me a letter and, you know, sort of encouraged me to do the things that I enjoy and you know, be happy and said, you know, one of the things that we never got to do or you never got to do was the Hawaii Ironman. And but that was back in about December, January this year. And so I entered the Cairns Ironman after I read that letter from Sarah after she passed away and started thinking, well, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do this, you know, for me and for Hugh and for Sarah and Alfie as well, to be the, you know, the best version of myself. I, as you said, I enjoy endurance sports. I was quite, you know, I always enjoy running, always enjoy riding, and swimming in the ocean is always beautiful. So, you know, I wanted to do it to keep moving forward and you know, do it as Darren encouraged me to.
Lee, we always take time with our family for granted at all sorts of times throughout the year. What do you say to that?
Look, just tell them you love them as much as you can. And, you know, I think at the end of it all, you know, it is the people that you love and the people that love you that will matter the most to you. And, you know, if you don't realise that now, you will one day. And, you know, that's what's important, the people that love you and the people that you love. And, you know, that love is forever. You know, your family will always love you, and I think, you know, you as a parent, you'll always love your children, no matter if you see them or you don't. So I think it's just tell them you love them and you know, appreciate the time you get, that you do get with them, as much as you can.
That's a pretty simple message, but a pretty good message, I reckon, Lee. And your story is absolutely amazing. The human spirit is a wonderful thing, and you've certainly shown all the good parts of it with what you've been able to get through the last couple of years. Well done on achieving completion of the Hawaiian Ironman, as you said. Hard enough to get into, let alone finish. It's a huge performance, and I'm sure you've got some great memories of what was a great day. 9.5 hours of pain, but a great day nonetheless. And great to hear you moving forward with such positivity. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks, Adam.